G'day friends, it's Monday, August the 10th, and we have a day of mixed rain. What a wet weekend we've had here in Perth. A demonstration of blessings, but it's been a bit windy as well. But we get a chance to stop and to continue our reading in 1 Corinthians. I encourage you to hit pause and sit in silence. We pick up our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, or 18 and onwards. And Paul continues to declare the message in which he brought to them in fear and trembling, and not with wise words. In verse 18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intellect I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made the foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. The Jews demand a sign, Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." Well, friends, may we be encouraged about that. We know that, so I spoke in yesterday's message, how much the leaders of this world are endeavouring to do the best they can. And it is good for us to care for one another and try and resolve things. But ultimately, the whole needs of this world cannot be fulfilled by human wisdom. And what seems to be foolish, in other words, to return to an event of Christ living and his death and his teachings and his sacrifice and his resurrection and his ascension and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit seems like foolishness to people to think that something of the past can be relevant today or have impact or give guidance. And it seems like an odd thing for people to believe. But in the understanding of the Spirit, as he reveals things to us, we see it's wisdom to trust God who created this earth and who gave us his Son, Jesus, for our restoration and hope. Yeah, Paul quotes again a section from Isaiah here, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the intellect of the intelligent I will frustrate." So I take it that the best way to discover wisdom is to correlate God's wisdom with human understanding and to understand too that that can bring great strength, because when we know the Creator, it gives us hope and strength. I was chatting to someone yesterday and it came up that we can say we know someone who knows someone, that is, we know Jesus, who is part of the Trinity and is the person of God in the flesh. So we know someone who knows someone who is able to give us wisdom and strength and might for the things that we face. So may we rely heavily and seek and trust him, even in times of confusion. And we know that he has the answers, even though we can't see them for a time. Proverbs 15, 4 and 5. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. Oh, may that be wisdom for us too, to understand correction, to let the Spirit of God guide us, to listen to his wisdom that sometimes and will often will challenge us. And let's be soothing in the way we relate to people. God bless, friends. Talk to you again on Wednesday.